District attorneys around New York are still trying to clarify a recent executive order from Governor Andrew Cuomo. It appoints the state attorney general as a special prosecutor in cases where unarmed suspects are killed by police or when there is a question about police involvement in the death of a suspect. Meanwhile, the attorney general said earlier this week he would take on his first such case. Brett Jaspers has more.
The executive order came about a year after the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed Staten Island man who died after police put him in a chokehold. Police were not indicted in the case, and that resulted in calls for reform of the grand jury system. But lawmakers in Albany did not pass any changes, so Cuomo issued the executive order last month. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office will handle cases in which police kill an unarmed suspect or when there is a question of whether the suspect was armed. Broome County District Attorney Gerald Mullen is the head of the State District Attorneys Association. He has criticized the executive order for being poorly drafted, but also because it makes the justice system different for just one group.
We're creating a new set of rules for one category of citizen, police.
Mullen wants to leave the cases in the hands of local district attorneys, but he says the DA's association is in favor of creating an independent monitor that could review the work of the state's 62 district attorneys. They'd also support letting prosecutors show more evidence to the public. For now, though, he said they're working to clarify the executive order.
We're in discussions with the attorney general's office to try to sort of walk through all the hypotheticals, what if this, what if that, and we're going to try to make it work. The executive order is the law of New York State.
For his part, Governor Cuomo said he will take up the issue again next legislative session. In Binghamton, I'm Brett Jaspers for WRVO News.